Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And speaking of the State Fair, I know someone who was out there yesterday actually hosting a political debate on a Sunday morning at the Minnesota State Fair. Blois Olson from The Morning Take joins us now. Blois, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little tired, Tom. I'm not going to lie. These last weekends of summer, I feel like I try to cram as much in as possible. I know you do the same. And so Monday comes and you're like, okay. And with Labor Day weekend coming, I'm like, oh, we got to cram more in next weekend.
Yeah,
we'll get through it.
I'm going to try to sleep a lot more on Labor Day weekend. This weekend, this is my fourth day in a row having to be up early and including a couple of days with running events. I emceed an event yesterday for colon cancer awareness and had to be up early on a Sunday morning, and you never get a chance to catch up. So
I know the feeling.
Now tell me about this debate. Now the state auditor's race is one of the undercards, really, kind of in the electoral landscape that kind of goes unnoticed. Like Secretary of State race, a lot of interest because, you know, there's people who question the elections and all that. And then you've got the attorney general. Of course, that's a big one. Governor's race, of course, that's a big one. State auditor, a lot of people don't even know what a state auditor does. Now, tell me about the debate yesterday between the Democratic incumbent, Julie Blaha, and the challenger, Republican Ryan Wilson.
You know, it was as I was getting ready for it on Saturday, I started to write out these questions, and you start to realize that, first of all, the state auditor serves on the state executive council with the governor. And obviously the state executive council had a lot of things to consider with emergency powers and things the last couple years. So that was one topic. Two is, we've had the Feeding Our Future issue with fraud. We have the delays in Southwest Light Rail. So where does the state auditor look? So I think there's headlines that people can connect or should connect or might connect with an auditor. So we covered those. And I'd say, sometimes we're talking about people running for auditor who actually want to kill the office and don't want it to exist anymore. But these two individuals both want to keep the office. They want it to be more vibrant. And then I'd say the last thing is just they're both willing to kind of roll up their sleeves and engage. And in this year, I found it kind of refreshing that there was no negotiation over a debate. There was no controversy. I said, do you guys want to debate at the state fair? And both said, sure, let's go.
And, Julie Blaha has always been like that. She's kind of a, let's just let it happen. And she's not afraid to debate. I'll tell you who else is like that is Keith Ellison. Ellison's willing to debate anybody, anytime, anywhere, generally is what I have found. And that's always kind of refreshing that there's not all this, dancing around trying to decide whether you're going to debate or not. On the state auditor's race, the interesting thing there is, Republicans have a long losing streak in Minnesota for statewide races, including all of these executive offices. But this is a year where someone like Ryan Wilson, who is largely a political unknown, could have a chance simply because he's a Republican. And some people who don't pay a lot of attention to this race might just, cast a vote because it's a Republican and it's considered a Republican year. So certainly Julie Blaha is not going to take this for granted.
No, she's not. In fact, I talked to another one of our colleagues at FarmFest, and we said that auditor is as close to we get as just where the partisan chips are falling in Minnesota, because you're right. People don't know the office. They don't necessarily know the people, but they're going to vote where their party preference is this year in that race. So we'll watch that race. I think they'll have a few more debates probably. And Ryan Wilson is spending a significant amount of money for an auditor's race. And So I wouldn't even be surprised if he went up on TV at some point.
What is the one big issue in that race that, that people should care about?
You know, I think it's education. Wilson is making a big issue of all this COVID money that school districts got and what happened to it. And I don't think it's controversial per se. And I think it's more like people, it's a good question. It's one of those moments, it's things that make you go, And I think there is some of that in school districts right now when budget cuts happen and you're like, what happened to all the COVID money? Where is it all going? And I think he casts enough doubt on, we need to figure that out, that, that people will tune in.
All right, one of the many races we'll be keeping an eye on with Blois Olson and others from The Morning Take. Blois, have a great day today. Hope you can get on the golf course.
Not today, Tom, not today, but don't worry, next week.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.